Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
We love Howie Carr, right?
Yeah, who do you love?
Hey, paperboy.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne in for the captain while he travels down to Florida to begin the winter season. And we, of course, are keeping track of everything happening or not happening in Washington, D.C. Helping us do that this hour is Matt Boyle. He is the Washington Bureau Chief at Breitbart. Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Aaron. Thanks for having me. Always great to be here on the Howie Carr Show.
One of the reasons we love talking to you, Matt, is because you are so plugged in what's going on in Washington, D.C. Not only do you see what's happening, but you talk to these people. You're in the halls of Congress. You were in the White House briefing room. What's the real story about what's going on there? Because I think there's this story that the Democrats want everyone to hear. They want everyone hyperventilating about the government being shut down. There's the very real way the Trump administration is handling it, which is to say, hey, like, the only thing that's going to happen is we're going to look for other programs we can cut while the government shut down. But what's the real dynamic that you're seeing in Washington?
Yeah, well, look, the big picture here is that the Democrat Party is leaderless and rudderless, and as such, the vacuum is being filled by these radical left socialist crazies that have taken over. People see this a lot in Massachusetts, I'm sure, given just how, far left the Democrat Party has drifted. Here in Washington, D.C., the Senate Minority Leader is Chuck Schumer. He is beholden right now because he's afraid of a primary challenge that may or may not be coming down the road from someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Congresswoman from New York, and the leader of the squad. And the tell is that she's driving the conversation in driving the agenda and the strategy for the Democrat Party is the fact that she and Bernie Sanders, you know, another devout socialist, released a video the other night, a 3-minute-long video laying out it's kind of like a serial killer manifesto, right? Like, of their Democrat demands and the shutdown. None of it makes any sense. Like, but the point is that, in their twisted, alternative universe logic, the gist is that they say that they're doing it supposedly for health care. The problem is that that's not why they're doing this. Like, it's like the Republicans have made it clear they're willing to have a conversation about the expiring ACA Obamacare subsidies at the end of the year after the government's open. And nobody was talking about this until the Democrats invented it as their reason why. But the real reason why they're after this is they're trying to make sure that illegal aliens get health care coverage funded by the taxpayers. It's literally right there in the text of the bill. So this is the thing. And then meanwhile, they've decided that they've settled on a talking point that's a lie, that they say that it's the Trump shutdown or the Republican shutdown. And their argument for that is that the Republicans control all three branches, right? They have the majorities in the House and Senate and the White House. The problem with all of that is the whole thing is a lie. It's all a fallacy that's just designed to be crazy town. And so this is why I asked the vice president. You mentioned I was at the briefing. I was at the White House briefing the other day when the vice president came out in the briefing room.
He seemed to like being there, by the way. He seemed to enjoy his time at the podium, didn't he?
Oh, and he had a blast. I think he had a lot of fun talking about this stuff. Because, look, here's the thing. The Democrats are in a very tenuous, bad political spot right now. The polling data is not good for them on this. The American public doesn't like what they're doing. And it's as if they haven't learned anything for why they lost the 2024 election in a landslide defeat, right? Donald Trump won all seven battleground states. He won the national popular vote by millions of votes. And again, just a blowout, and Republicans even held the House when they were expected to lose it. So why'd that happen? Because of the fact that the Democrat Party's gone off the rails, and there's nobody stepping up on their side responsible and taking a lead. There's a handful of Democrats that voted to keep the government open. They include Senator Fetterman, Senator Kathy Cortez Masto, and Angus King from Maine, who's technically a quote-unquote independent, who caucuses with the Democrats.
We know better.
For all intents and purposes. Right, like, exactly. So, but the point is that the question I asked the vice president was for him to address those two major lies, where the Democrats, first off, are claiming that it's a Trump shutdown. It's not, because the Republicans passed the bill out of the House, and then in the Senate rules require 60 votes. All the Republicans except one, Rand Paul never votes for government funding bills, everybody knows that, voted for it, and they have majority support. They just can't get to 50, they can't get to 60, right? They have 55 votes for this bill multiple times now, again, like I mentioned, bipartisan support, but not enough Democrats to keep the government open. So everybody knows it's really a Democrat Schumer shutdown or Democrat shutdown, whatever you want to call it. But it's not. So that was the first lie I asked him to address, and then the second lie I asked the vice president to address was the claim from some Democrats. Some Democrats, to their credit, are being open about it. Maxine Waters, I think I saw Congressman Ro Khanna from California out there, literally admitting that, yeah, they want to give health care to illegals, taxpayer-funded health care to illegal aliens. They call it undocumented, but whatever term you want to use, that's what they want to do. But their leadership keeps saying that's not what they're trying to do. That's not what they're trying to do. Well, it's right there in the plain letter of the language of the bill that they introduced. That's the alternative bill that they keep voting on as well at the same time. So it's like you can read the bill. It's amazing. I watched Jake Tapper interviewing Hakeem Jeffries on CNN. And it's like Hakeem Jeffries keeps saying it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. Then Jake Tapper agrees with him that it's a lie from the Republicans, yet somehow then asks him about the actual particular provisions that he admits would actually do this in the legislation, and then just continues to go along with the Democrat talking points. So it's, again, it's a Democrat lie that they don't want to give health care to illegal aliens. They do. That's their plan. Like, that's what they want. They want to give your tax dollars in health care coverage to illegal aliens. They want to give more health care coverage to illegal aliens than they give to struggling Americans. So yeah, it's abundantly clear that that's what's going on here. And so you've got the big picture meta dynamics of the situation that are being the Democrats are being controlled by the radical left, and then the specific policy debate is, you know, that's what it's centered on.
Well, Tapper's just waiting for Democrats to lose the election, then he'll write a tell-all book admitting that they were lying the whole time. But Matt, I'm wondering, like, you know, there's the vote going on right now, and it's going to fail again, and the government's going to stay shut down. It's just a show vote so that the Senate can show that they're in session and they're not, quote unquote, on vacation or whatever. But what do you think that the dynamic is here? Because I think you're right. The Democratic Party is leaderless and rudderless. Chuck Schumer, you know, he's just trying to put on a show for the left so that he can try to save his job. Hakeem Jeffries. Do we have the music, Jared? Hakeem Jeffries is just now on the scene. People are finding out that he exists and that he's there, but like there doesn't seem to be kind of a path forward. How does this actually get resolved? Is it just going to be the Democrats have to like figure out how to pretend that they won and then they can declare victory and then move on? Like what is the actual dynamic with the players? Because it just doesn't seem like there's anyone who can negotiate a way out.
Well, look, at this point, it's abundantly clear the Republicans are not giving health care to illegal aliens, okay? Like, that's not happening. And again, if you don't want your tax dollars to go to funding health care plans for illegal aliens, then vote for the Republicans in the upcoming midterm elections. If you want to, you know, spend your hard-earned money on giving illegal aliens, people that broke the law, to come into our country or overstay a visa or something like that, to give them health insurance, then by all means vote for the Democrats, because that's what the election's about. But the fact is that so that's the first thing. But the way that this ends, I think, is that you're going to see a handful of these moderate and retiring Democrats are supposedly moderate. There's no such thing as actually a moderate Democrat. But the point is, so, you know, the ones that are in the red states, redder states, like, you know, guys like a Ruben Gallego or Mark Kelly from Arizona, or down in, you know, Georgia, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. And then there's people like Jean Shaheen in New Hampshire, who's retiring. There's a lot of attention on her right now. You see her name in the news a lot. Gary Peters in Michigan is retiring. They only need five more Democrats to break with leadership. So I think that the way this will go is that once they realize that the polling data is not very good for them and that they are in a very, very bad position as a party, Schumer will make it look like he's still fighting, but then he'll give a permission slip behind the scenes to these other ones to go vote with the Republicans to reopen the government. And then they'll act like, you know, they're all upset that the Republicans won and blah, 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 blah. But the Republicans are not giving them anything. Like,
you'll see Gene Shaheen and Angus King go meet with Susan Collins and hold the talking stick, and then they'll negotiate
an opening. It'll be, oh, it's a grand bargain. There's a deal, right? Like, we have a deal, right? Like, that's how it always works in Washington. So, like, I don't know. It might happen as soon as today. Probably not today. Maybe I think the Democrats want to go through one Sunday show news cycle, right? Like, so the government shut down earlier this week. So they want to do the Sunday shows and then see if they can poll it after that, and then we'll see what happens middle of next week would be my guess. But look, anything can happen. It's D.C. But at the end of the day, I don't think that the Democrats are winning this fight politically at all. And, you know, you played the mariachi band music there. They're very upset about the sombrero memes. We'll put it that way.
And the one with Trump and the mariachi hats, though, I think is hilarious. President. That's my favorite one, when Trump pops up behind Hakeem Jeffries. You got to be able to take a joke and make fun of yourself.
Yeah, it's so good. It was so great when the vice president talked about that too in the briefing room the other day. It was he said the sombrero memes will stop as soon as they reopen the government. It's like, you know, they can't handle a joke. It's obviously a joke, but the fact is that it's an effective joke and an effective meme. Because what it does is it zones in on the actual issue of what we're talking about here, which is, again, Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrat Party want to give Americans' tax dollars to provide health insurance coverage, taxpayer-funded, to illegal aliens, which every single Democrat running for president a few years ago literally raised their hand on the debate stage and said during that debate that that's what they want to do. So, I mean, that's what this is about. So, again, if that's where they are as a party and that is where they are, then I think that those memes are actually pretty effective in that regard. It's not like Gavin Newsom's dumb Twitter account.
So, Russ Vogt, this whole the post from President Trump yesterday, how much of it do you think is just a scare tactic for him to say to Democrats, hey, you want to give us the keys, here's what we're going to do? And how much do you think that the administration and OMB are actually seizing this opportunity to save taxpayer money and to cut further some of these wasteful programs?
Well, I think that it's a combination. So it's both, and it's not either or. And I think that the longer this goes on, the more painful Democrats are going to make it to one of their core constituencies, which is federal government workers. So I think federal government workers vote like 95% Democrat or something like that. Yeah. So I hope they're enjoying what they did to their people. And so this is Chuck Schumer's fault, right? It's like, you know, it's funny because I've been at a couple of different government buildings and whatnot since the government shutdown began, and people were, you know, different staffers were complaining to me about, you know, oh, we're short staffed, so it's harder to go through security and it's harder to get, you know, get in and so on and so forth. It's usually pretty simple. And I'm like, well, go send your complaint up to Chuck Schumer's office, you know. So I was like, he's the reason why this is happening. And so if any of this look, I think that there are big picture changes that need to happen to the federal workforce and the federal government. There's a lot of things that the federal government does that it should be doing. There's a lot of things that it does that it shouldn't be doing. And so if this gives an opportunity to someone like Russ Vogt, who I think is a very smart person, to effectuate some positive change, then that's a good thing. And at the same time, it will cause the Democrats some pain and whatnot. So a new
win-win, both and I like it.
Freak out, yeah.
Last question before I lose you, Matt. Jared Golden, our friend in Maine's 2nd District, was the only Democrat to vote against the government shutdown and vote with the Republicans. Do you think he's feeling the breath of Paul LePage? He's coming up as our guest at 4:30. You think he's feeling the pressure in his race?
Oh, without question. And by the way, I haven't heard a peep from him since that vote. Where is he right now, right? Like, you know, he should be out there demanding that the Democrats across the party, like, he should be calling on, you know, Jeanne Shaheen and Maggie Hassan and, you know, other Democrats throughout New England to, he should be using his voice as a congressman, right, if he was really a leader. No, he's a scaredy cat, and the only reason he voted that way is because he's afraid of the challenge. Paula Page has been leading in the polls. He's a fantastic, phenomenal candidate. It's amazing that the Republicans were able to recruit him to run. I'm shocked. Like,
oh my gosh, he hates D.C. so much. Yeah. I don't know how they got him to do it either. Like, he hates being there. I've been there with him. He hates it. And so the fact they got him, I think it's because he wants to help President Trump and he wants to help the Republicans. Yeah. Matt Boyle, he's Washington Bureau Chief at Breitbart. We always appreciate when you take time to spend with us, Matt. Keep up the great work.
You bet.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne. Today's the 10,000 hour rule states that when you practice something over 10,000 hours in your life, then that makes you an expert in the field. Well, over two generations, JJ Manning Auctioneers has well exceeded that threshold. You're not a guinea pig when working with a firm who's been in business for almost 50 years and conducted over 16,000 auctions. Don't list your property for sale. List your property for an auction sale where you control the terms and you control the timeline. You sell your property as is and contingency free. This is especially huge in Massachusetts, where all traditional listings soon will be required to have a home inspection before closing. Luckily, auctions are an exception to that rule. Family real estate, owned for generations, doesn't need to be dragged through an extensive inspection process. They need a cash as-is auction buyer. JJ Manning works with estates, businesses, families, builders, bankers, real estate brokers, and anyone who wants their real estate sold today. The waiting game is over with a JJ Manning auction. Here are some upcoming auctions from Howie Ritt listeners. October 8th, a 21-acre mountain retreat in Dummer, New Hampshire. Or November 6th, an absolute estate auction of home in Springfield, Massachusetts. If you have commercial, residential, or land to sell, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today and market sold. This is the Howie Carr Show. Your calls when we come back, 844-500-4242. I'm Aaron Chadbourne.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
781 says, $100 says that a sombrero-wearing Mexican is going to be the top Halloween costume this year. Is there enough time left for Spirit Halloween to rush that out, or do you think that costume's already out there, Jared?
I think that's kind of a standing costume. Mariachi,
you think it's going to start selling out? That's the one, it's the Mexican. It hasn't been banned for being too racist?
You know, that's a great point. I don't know.
I'm surprised that it's still available. I'm sure they still do have it. We'll save the poll question for after the commercial, but you can call in 844-500-4242. I think, I don't know, do you have a Halloween, do you still dress up? You have a boy. Do you dress up when you go out with them trick-or-treating?
I haven't thus far. This year, he's three this year, so I think he can actually start trick-or-treating. So we may do like a family costume. We haven't really discussed it too much.
Maybe you could go as the mariachi and you could dress him up as like a chili pepper.
You know what? I think that'll work.
Or like a taco. Or I don't know. There are a lot of like good little kid costumes. He could be maybe like an avocado.
Yeah, an avocado. Yeah.
Avocado from Mexico. I think you've got a lot of options there. I mean, I think, Jared, I think you'd look good with the mustache too. The like, you know, the AI looking mustache with the mariachi.
Well, it's what? 20 something days. I could probably grow that mustache in that time.
Yeah, I do it. Do it. I think you owe it to yourself, to your son, to the president, to the country. I think you owe it to everyone to go and take your son trick-or-treating as a mariachi menace. We'll check in on the poll question when we come back. This is the Howie Carr Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne.
It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. For those who want a powerful self-defense option without resorting to deadly force, visit Byrna.com/Howie to save 10%. That's BYRNA.com/Howie. Jared Diglio is assisting here. Jared, what is today's poll question? And what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is which Democrat will end up looking the silliest when the shutdown is over? Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, AOC, or Barack Obama?
Can I get the sound one more time? So the thing is, I think Chuck Schumer is like a natural answer for people to say that he'll look the silliest because this is the Schumer shutdown. But we already know what adult Chuck Schumer is. It's not possible for him to look any worse than his 4th of July grilling those like burgers that weren't cooked at all. And he's putting the cheese on them to be the everyman. I mean, he's so desperate just for someone to like him, to be relevant, to have power, that how could Chuck look any worse? I think the silliest, keyword silliest, has to be Senor Hakeem.
Hakeem is currently polling at 28%. Chuck Schumer still in the lead at 60%.
Wow.
5% for Elizabeth Warren, 4% for AOC, 2% for Barack Obama, and 1% for Cory Booker.
A poll where Chuck Schumer is 60% to a more progressive Democrat, that has to leave him feeling good. Too bad it's a poll about being the silliest. I mean, the arguments that they're trying to make is that they don't want health care for illegals. Just don't pass the straight face test. Let's hear some sound on that. Here's Scott Jennings making the argument on CNN. Cut two.
Look, I don't understand why everybody's so mad. For time in memoriam, Democrats have argued that it's good. It's good for illegal immigrants to get Medicaid. Every candidate for president in 2020 raised their hand for it. In the Big Beautiful Bill debate, they argued it was good policy. I can't believe there's an about face in the Democratic Party on it today.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Okay. Hold on. I got a question for Karen, but Scott, I will say,
sure.
People who are in the country illegally also can't get Medicaid. That's
sure they can.
Law.
Sure they can.
They can't get Medicaid.
They also
Medicare,
can't register
CHIP,
to vote. They
Obamacare
also can't
subsidies.
Register to vote, but we just found one in Maryland who was running the
oh,
Des Moines
one.
School system.
Oh, my God. One?
I mean,
Scott.
I'm telling you, you guys say these things can't happen,
I'm
and then they
saying,
happen.
Scott, it's, but I'm
oh
just saying
God,
it's federal law. And
you can run cover, you can run cover for it if you want, but they do get federal tax money.
It's just the facts.
They get federal tax money. Ask Jake. He had it on today.
I'm just saying it's against
reimbursements to hospitals. Some of which does go to undocumented immigrants using health care there at those hospitals. So-
I mean, they can't keep it straight. They can't keep straight whether or not the money goes to it. And also the programs that there are loopholes in the law that allow states to give Medicaid to non-citizens that are not here legally. There's also this sleight of hand that's being done where with this whole idea of the quota. We've talked about it on the show before, the asylum seeker. The fact that if someone comes in, they're illegal, they're not going to be granted asylum, but they just claim asylum and then they qualify for the programs because they're technically documented. They've got a document that said that they asked for asylum, but we know that they're not here legally or good faith going to be granted asylum. But for the period of time where they're here until they've been adjudicated, until they're removed, it puts them on. And that's the whole thing about creating incentives for them to come. But Democrats, it's easier for them to just say, oh, you're lying. You're lying. That's what you're lying. That's what they want to say. Like, listen to Jeanne Shaheen trying to say that they're lying. And she doesn't know what to do when she's confronted by Fox News. Cut number six.
I haven't heard anybody in my party saying that illegal immigrants should get access to the health insurance marketplace.
I'm so glad you said that. Actually, I have some tape of your Democratic Party members saying this on the debate stage, so they've all said, and let's play the clip.
A lot of you have been talking tonight about these government health care plans that you've proposed in one form or another. This is a show of hands question, and hold them up for a moment so people can see. Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Senator, that's literally every member of your party, from moderate to more progressive, that have said that in the past.
I mean, She says, oh, no, I've never heard anyone say it. It's literally what all of the candidates for president who were Democrats campaigned on. They said they proudly raised their hand to say, yes, I absolutely want that. And it's included in the proposal that Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries brought to the White House, said, do this or we're going to shut it down. Part of the hostage taking is here. I don't know what it is about Donald Trump being president that leads these Democrats to take the worst side of every issue, but they're desperate to try to score points with their base, and then they want to deny what they're doing. All they're doing is they're giving Republicans the best chance they've had to overcome these midterm elections, the curse of losing seats. That's what they're doing right now. And so they're desperate to make it seem like Democrats are on the right side of this. It's a Republican shutdown. Everyone knows it's the Schumer shutdown. Everyone knows that Democrats are the ones voting to shut it down when Republicans are going ahead with another clean CR, clean CR, clean CR. No one on the right's happy about a clean continuing resolution, continuing to fund government at the levels of Biden's spending. No one on the right is happy about that. But Democrats, oh my gosh, Republicans are out to get you. And good for people like Fox News for calling out people like Jeanne Shaheen when they try to pretend otherwise. Here, Brian Kilmeade did a pretty good job himself. Cut number three.
But I haven't heard anybody in my party saying that illegal immigrants should get access to the health insurance marketplace.
Let's just be clear. We are not fighting for health care for people who are here illegally. That's not true. We are fighting for health care for Americans.
Undocumented immigrants do not get federal health insurance premiums. Period. Period. They're lying.
They're not. Amid the shutdown fight, Democrats claiming health care for illegals isn't a part of their platform. But it turns out it's already happening in California big time by the billions. And your tax dollars are paying for it. So don't pay attention to that. Last year, the Golden State spent nearly $6.5 billion on health insurance for migrants, and through a Medicaid loophole, has shifted most of the cost to the federal government.
I mean, you've got to stand up to these people when they try to pretend that what they've been supporting, what they're asking for, what they're demanding isn't the truth. 207 says, to be clear, the party has to be pro-illegal to the point of actual murder is now suddenly the party that cares about enforcing federal immigration laws. Come on, man. No, I agree. Like, that's the things that Democrats want you to believe. You need to have people like Chris Van Hollen, right? He's going to want to go on the Sunday shows after going down to El Salvador to get the Maryland man released, to get him to come back to the United States to be let go despite the domestic assault charges, despite the accusations of human trafficking. That's who he's going to fight for. But then he wants you to believe that he's not on the side of trying to fund healthcare for non-citizens. And healthcare for non-citizens is really the whole gambit. And we can have all these discussions about the impact on hospitals, the impact on, you know, emergency care, but in the wait times, but all of that is driven, continues to be driven by what's actually going on, by the policies promoted by Democrats. Let's get a little Mike Johnson. As I've said, I've been pretty impressed. He's just kind of cool, collected. Yeah, no problem. We can do this. Mike Johnson explaining exactly what Democrats want. Cut 17.
Page 57, section 2141. You see the highlighted language. There's a lot of legalese in this legislation, in these bills, but it says that they want to repeal the health subtitle changes. What does that refer to? You read down here, Public Law 119-21, that's the one big beautiful bill. That's the American Families Tax Cut. What they want to do is repeal the very important and necessary changes that Republicans voted to put into law. President Trump signed that into law on July 4th, triumphantly on Independence Day. It was a great marquee achievement for lots of reasons. One of the most, some of the most important provisions in that law was that it eliminated fraud and abuse of our health system. Medicaid has been rife with fraud and abuse, and so we reformed it. Why? To help provide more and better health services for the American people. Because the problem with Medicaid is it's been abused. We had so many people on Medicaid that never were intended to be there.
I mean, he's pretty good at explaining it. He highlights the section and says, look, they keep telling you it's not in here. Here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to take out something that Republicans negotiated in the big, beautiful bill that they passed because Republicans won the election. They're now governing. They're using the tools that Democrats use, like reconciliation. Oh, my gosh. How did Republicans figure out how to do that? Because that's what Democrats did when they had the majority. Republicans used the same governing tools that they have at their disposal that Democrats did when they were in charge. And now Democrats are saying, oh, no, you can't use those tools. Well, yeah, you can. Actually, you're the ones that taught them how to do it. You can't have it both ways. And Mike Johnson says, look, if you want to try to repeal that, it's not related to this bill. You're doing it out of negotiating leverage, and we're just going to point out what you're trying to do. Here's more of Speaker Mike Johnson, cut 18.
Medicaid was written for the people who need it most, the elderly, the disabled, sometimes young pregnant women who are in difficult situations. But the resources are being drained. You know why? Because there was two primary categories of people that should never have been there in the first place. One was able-bodied young men who are riding the wagon who should be working. We got them back to work. And the other thing that we focused on was the illegal aliens. By the CBO's estimate, about 1.4 million illegal aliens were receiving Medicaid benefits that were intended only for U.S. citizens that met the categories I just described. They were gaming the system. They were cheating the system. And what that means is that less resources were available for the people, the Americans who actually needed it most. So we did the common sense thing, the right thing, the just thing, and we put it in the law. And the president signed that, gladly signed it into law. They want to repeal it. They want to give those resources back to illegal aliens.
I think you could say a lot of things about Mike Johnson or about people in Congress, but I think he's doing a great job explaining the situation. He's doing it. He's calm. He goes on all of the shows. He's not flustered when they cut to something else because they don't want to show it. I think that, again, there are certain people in Trump 2.0 that I've been impressed by. One of them, I've said time and time again, is Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He has done a much better job than I ever would have expected. He's been loyal to the administration. He's been a good advocate on policy. And he's pretty been willing to stand up to the nonsense in Congress and the media. And I think Mike Johnson, going from relative obscurity, no one knew who he was. He was, what, sixth in line to being speaker, and person after person couldn't get through. And at the beginning, honestly, with Elon Musk and Donald Trump and them being a little bit out of step on some of those first funding bills, I thought maybe he's in over his skis, but he's been stepping up and kind of showing, look, I'm just going to keep my head down. I'm going to do the work. And if you try to call something else, I'm going to show the receipts. I'll highlight the bill. I'll tell you what it means. I'll actually have the conversation. I think he's growing into the speakership, and I think he's doing a decent job. And I think this will be a moment where you really see the difference between him and Hakeem Jeffries. Someone who's desperate to be relevant, desperate to be in the room, desperate for Donald Trump to know who he is. And now that he's had a meeting with him, I think he probably wishes that he hadn't, because Donald Trump has seen him for kind of the lightweight that he is. And that's why, can I get the lyric back? I feel like anytime I talk about Hakeem Jeffries, I need a soundtrack now. Can I get the sound? There, yeah. Donald Trump has seen Hakeem Jeffries for the lightweight that he is. He's not intimidated by him. He doesn't think that he actually has power. He doesn't think Chuck Schumer is this big, menacing political force. Donald Trump realizes that there is no party to bargain with over on the Democratic side. And if you look at the forces, when Hakeem wants to talk about public sentiment being on his side, that's not the case. Listen to Caroline Levitt, cut 15.
And just this morning, Business Roundtable, an association of more than 200 CEOs of America's leading companies representing every sector of the U.S. economy, put out a statement urging Congress to pass the clean CR that will once again come before them in the Senate floor in just a few moments. Quote, a fully functioning government is essential for American businesses, workers, and consumers, while policymakers continue working on a full year funding package and other pressing issues. Again, that is a quote from the Business Roundtable. What's clear is that the Democrats' actions account to an intentional sabotage of our country and our people by shutting down our government. This madness must end. President Trump and Republicans are calling on Democrats to reopen the government immediately on behalf of the American public. All we need are five Democrat senators to do the right thing and to stop this shutdown. Call your Democrat senator and tell them to vote yes to reopen the government.
I mean, it doesn't get much more difficult than that. 844-500-4242, the number on the Howie Carr Show. This is the Howie Carr Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne.
Howie Carr will return.
Howie Carr is back.
We're back on the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. In breaking news right now, there are reports saying that Hamas is agreeing to release all the hostages. This comes on the heels of, in the last week, when President Trump was meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House. He released his 20-point peace plan, where he said that they would form a new government. He wanted to appoint a board of peace that would involve Tony Blair and be chaired by someone you all know, a man by the name of Donald J. Trump, that would put together a post-Hamas government to oversee Gaza. And he gave a certain number of days for Hamas to answer and to accept the plan and to release all the hostages. And just yesterday, Trump put on Truth Social an ultimatum saying that Hamas had until Sunday night to accept his deal. Otherwise, all hell would break loose. And I think he was saying that he was going to not only give the green light to Israel, but possibly participate in whatever they were going to do to root out Hamas. And Hamas had been meeting with the Qataris and others to look at this. And now it's looking like it may, in fact, be the end of the conflict going on between Israel and Gaza, which I think a lot of people are eager to see that resolved. But, man, what a mess. What a mess going on over there. And you remember, I was filling in, I think it was for Howie, but it might have been for Grace a few weeks ago, Jared. And we had the poll question of which did you think would resolve first? Would it be the Russia-Ukraine conflict or Israel and Gaza? And I think I said Israel and Gaza because I thought that Putin was not an honest broker. Who would have thought that Hamas has more common sense than Vladimir Putin?
It's wild.
But I mean, if this is true and if this happens, I think everyone has to admit that it's Donald Trump that's bringing it about. You can't say that, all the things that they like to do to poo-poo Trump and what he's doing. I mean, the guy has been focused on ending wars. He's been focused on mediating an end to conflict. And if this is, in fact, going to be what brings the conflict in Gaza to an end, I mean, there's going to be a lot of rebuilding ahead. There's going to be a lot to do to secure the peace and to secure Israel. But if it ends everything that happened after the attack on Israel on October 7th and the work to root out Hamas and maybe bring an end to the reign of terror in the region, this is going to be quite the outcome that's been brought about by President Trump. And then we get to look for, do you think he's going to build a tower or a golf course there first, Jared?
Oh, probably a tower. I think a tower would be easier.
The Trump Peace Tower. The Peace Tower. He can call it the Peace Tower that everyone will know that was brought about by the chairman of the Board of Peace, Donald J. Trump. A man by the name of Trump. He doesn't need it, but he can't help himself. So Trump, and I haven't heard anything out of Tony Blair and who else is going to be on the board, but if this is the thing, I wouldn't be surprised, but it'll just be interesting to see how Democrats, during this shutdown, while Trump's bringing peace in Gaza, how they go and say that he doesn't deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. We'll dig more into that and take your calls when we come back. This is the Howie Carr Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne.